Warm 101.3. You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So my sister-in-law and brother-in-law are obsessed with pickleball. It's unbelievable. Now, they're about 7 years older, so is everybody who plays pickleball in their 60s? Like, is
no,
that required?
Actually, that's where it started, I think. But now it's actually, I saw something on television the other day of a pickleball tournament, okay? And it was like athletes, okay? Like,
oh, people, yeah, there's actually not pickleball. There's
leagues.
There are professional pickleball clubs.
Yes.
This is just, I can't even get the words out because it makes no sense. And I was trying to figure out why it's called pickleball, and it's very confusing. There's, you know, two lines of thought. It's about the dog for the people who developed it. But everyone keeps saying, well, you can play it. Now, I can't play tennis. I'm a terrible ping pong player, and I've never played racquetball or squash. So anything with a racket,
yeah, so
I'm
you're
really
out.
Not good at. Why?
You're up, but most people can play this. Most people can play this thing, all right? But now it's gotten so competitive. I played once or twice, and like these guys who think they're athletes and, you know, think they're winning the Wimbledon. It's like, no, I just want to hit the ball. Okay.
Exactly. I thought it was supposed to be a nice way to spend some time outside, and I would have thought that my sister-in-law is a great athlete. She's plays golf, and you know, she'll play 36 holes of golf.
Oof.
But she's uber competitive, and
yes.
I think it's people like her that have ruined pickleball.
Yes, it's all her fault. All her and her ilk. They need to be stopped. It's just stupid because it's a stupid little game with a wiffle ball is what it should have been called. Okay?
Exactly.
And you hit the ball back and forth, and it should be pleasant. Instead, it's like
wherever
annoying.
They travel,
yes.
they find pickleball communities, and then they become part of them. And I think it's actually made, on the other hand, it's made my brother-in-law nicer. Because you have to be nice to play pickleball. You got to let people in. You got to let go of the court.
Yeah. Okay.
And so he's become like a nice guy as a result.
Until they get on the court. Okay,
yes.
And then it's no members to nice guy. Yes, then it's like, you know, I'm going to win. It's the stupid little thing. I'm going to hit it so hard. It's like, oh, stop.
Did you hear that they're turning like the Walman Rink in Central Park into 85 pickleball courts
goodness.
For the summer? Yes, like if you
oh
see the
goodness.
Picture of what it's going to look like.
Wow.
So I feel like it's almost like there are zombie people. There's pickleball people and there's zombies. And they have to play.
Must
they will
play
drive
pickleball.
Anywhere to go play. And I'm proud of myself for never having picked up a racket.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.